The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week, as you know, Cork take on Tipperary on Sunday in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. It's the first time the two sides have met in the final because, you know, when it was a provincial final, both were in the same province and could not compete against each other. The atmosphere, the build-up, is hitting fever pitch at J.K. Bracken's GAA Club in Templemore, where senior hurler Andrew Ormond is from, and Henry McKean took the trip to Tip and sent us this report.
Are you excited by the All-Ireland?
Yes.
Why are you excited?
Because I hope to win against Cork in the All-Ireland final.
Well, I hope to do. I'll put that right here. Should have to keep my fingers crossed.
You hope Tip win.
Hope Tip win.
Hi, Henry. My name is Aoife Percy. I'm secretary of J.K. Bracken's GAA Club here in Templemore. You're very welcome.
This GAA Club is steeped in history and it goes right back to the foundation of GAA, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Henry. Our name, J.K. Bracken, so we're named after J.K. Bracken, who was one of the founder members of the GAA in Thurles in 1884 in his hotel. So he was a Templemore man, and that's who our club is named after. So, it goes right back to the very start.
How are you feeling about Sunday? Are you confident? Are you nervous?
I really, because it's one of my jobs in the club is the distribution of tickets for the match on Sunday, so I haven't even had the chance to think, I suppose, ahead as far as the actual game yet, because it's been so hectic trying to do a loaves and fishes job with all our tickets. But yes, of course, we're very, very excited. This is an extra special one for us because one of our own club men, Andrew Ormond, is one of the main players in the Tipperary forward line this year, so it's an extra special one for us because Andrew has been such a huge part of our club and has he's made such great strides this year with Tipperary, so we're extra excited this year and we're very, very hopeful that he'll be coming home with a Celtic cross on Sunday evening.
Up Tip, and now a big cheer for Up Tip.
Yes, let's do a practice. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, good luck, Andrew.
My name is Paddy Clark and I'm a coaching officer here with J.K. Bracken's GAA Club. There's a massive tradition there with Cork and Tipperary, as you could imagine. So this year in particular, Tipperary haven't been in the All-Ireland for 6 years and we've never played Cork in an All-Ireland final. So it's a massive occasion on a couple of different fronts. Here in Templemore, I can tell you that there's fierce excitement with the children, you know, and they just can't wait for Sunday. And it's going to be some spectacle to see the red and white and the blue and gold in Croke Park and the people arriving in their throngs, and I believe it's going to be an occasion for the ages.
For the ages, so you're building it up. I mean, I can feel the anticipation in your voice. There's a lot of pride there, but there's also a tinge of nervousness.
Okay, yeah, well, you would be apprehensive because I suppose at the end of the day, Cork have beaten us twice already this year, but we'd be very optimistic and, we're going up for one reason only, you know, and we believe that we've a great chance of winning on Sunday. So while we would be cautious, I can tell you that we're in it to win it.
To see your flag unfurl and my true love to enfold in the valley of Slievenamon.
My name is Martin Burke. It's our Tipperary anthem. It's all about the mountainside below the countryside, the mountain of Slievenamon.
And for you, I mean, you're so proud.
Absolutely, yeah, because it's, as they say, it's basically Tipperary. It's our anthem. Like me, every county has a song that befits the county. So for Tipperary, it's that song, Slievenamon.
Jim Brennan, you come from GAA royalty. Tell me.
Well, I come from Clonoty Rossmore originally, and my dad, he won 4 All-Ireland senior medals with Tipperary.
4? Wow.
Yeah, one in 1945 as a full forward against Kilkenny, and then we had 3 in a row as a full back he won. then 49, 50 and 51. I am very proud, yes, and we're looking forward to this match on Sunday. You know, we're in it anyway, and we're in it now, and as we're in it, we're in it to win it.
What was your dad's name?
Tony Brennan, Clonalty Rossmore.
My name is Ray Doyle. I'm a member of JK Bracken's GA Club, and I'm also a member of the Tipperary Minor Hurling Management Team for the last couple of years. So I suppose to see these young fellas coming up to the ranks and finally breaking through is just a huge honour to see these lads, the attitude they have, the pride they have, the character that they show for the last couple of years and also this year. It's a huge it's huge for everyone, not only here in the parish but also in the county as well.
You know the players, you know them personally. Do you think they have what it takes to become All-Ireland champions?
They definitely have. They have huge character, huge resolve, huge hunger. And I think they will, when they set out in that field on Sunday afternoon, they will wear that jersey with pride, because they know what Tipperary people want, and that's that honesty, that hunger, that desire, and they will give that in spades.
How proud are you of being a Tip man?
Hugely proud. Hugely proud as a JK Bracken's man, also a Tipperary man, because it's a huge day for not only the county but also the parish here in JK Bracken's, because we're extremely proud of to have a player involved, and extremely proud of all the players in the county that are going out to represent our county in All-Ireland Final.
Hello, Kevin Fitzgerald, member of the JK Bracken's. Yeah, it's brilliant seeing all the flags and the bunting and the supporters getting behind the team. First memory of Tipperary would have been 91 Munster Final replay in Turles. So have the bug since then, and I suppose we had Eamon Cork and then in 2001, so we've been following Tip strong.
My name is Seamus Coffey.
Seamus, how long have you been supporting Tip, and tell us about yourself?
Oh God, I'm supporting Tipperary all my life.
How do you think Sunday will go?
I think they have a great chance. I think they have a great chance if they can hold it together for the first 15 or 20 minutes. If Cork don't lash in a couple of goals, I think they'll have a great chance.
And tell me about your jersey.
I have a lot of jerseys. This wouldn't be the first one. I do have a lot of jerseys.
And what's your first Tipperary GAA memory?
Oh God, I'd say it would be in the 70s. The 70s. 71, I think, yeah.
Tip are going to win it because we're just a better team.
And what is it you love about Tip?
They just never give up. Keep going.
The All-Ireland for the hurling. The first ever Cork and Tip All-Ireland for hurling. I think Tip is going to win. They've came a long way to get here. So I hope they will win against Cork.
And what is it you love about your hurl?
Strike with it.
You like to strike with it?
Yeah.
I hope Tip win on Sunday.
You really want them to win?
Yeah, Tip will come out with the better team in the day. I love how physical hurling is.
I suppose like it's a big achievement to have like a player from your club playing in the All-Ireland final, I suppose.
I'm very proud of our club man, Andrew Armand.
And when we take Cork and Tip, who's going to win? Who's going to win the All-Ireland on Sunday?
Cork. I mean Tip.
My name is Daniel and I didn't write the song.
You didn't write the song. Who wrote it?
John.
So you're John. John, you wrote this Tip song. Tell us about the song.
I heard lots of Tip songs and I've always wanted to write a song, so I thought I'd give it a go and I had it done in a few days.
And what's the song called?
It's called Team of Dreams.
And Team of Dreams, you've got this beautiful song and you think it's going to will Tipperary on to win the All-Ireland?
Yeah, hopefully anyway.
Connors, Darryl, Stick and Jake, Morris, Andrew Armistead.
Well, that was absolutely fantastic. And you wrote that all by yourself.
Yeah, at least it's over now.
At least it's over now. That's John with his song Team of Dreams at J.K. Bracken's GAA Club in Templemore, getting ready for the Tipperary versus Cork All-Ireland Hurling Final on Sunday. Henry McKean reporting there from Tipperary. And you can hear more All-Ireland coverage across News Talk today and over the weekend.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.